the last book of the Bible, the last chapter of the Bible, is open before us this afternoon without seeking it. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, I'd like to read for the basis of our meditation. Revelation, chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no light there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to shew unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which shewed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his works shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst say, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth these words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And sisters and friends, the book of Revelation, I have often read, meditated out of, and every time I read out of it and meditate in it, I am awestruck. The book of Revelation is so arranged that it is the last book in the Bible. It was the last book given in the Bible by God. to most likely the only living apostle left, the one that lived the oldest and the longest, was imprisoned on the Isle of Patmos. And the book of Revelation is just that, just what it says. God revealed to his servant John, and for all of us today to know. Interesting, as I said this morning, how God communicates to mankind everything we want to know and everything we need to know. The 22nd chapter is the end in one way and a new beginning in the other way. It will be the end, you will find in the book of Revelation, the end of time. That is hard to comprehend. There will come a time when time will be no more. Forgive me if I repeat what I have often repeated here before. We count time from great events. 1989 is today because the greatest event that has ever occurred upon the earth took place. Yes, all mankind, believers and unbelievers alike, right today's date as 1989. In a few more days, it'll be 1990. And that greatest event is the birth of Jesus Christ. There will come a time when a greater event than that will take place. And that will be the return of Jesus Christ. And you will count not time from there on, because the event of the return of Jesus Christ will by far be the greatest event that ever took place. You will then not say from the time that Christ returned, but you will say, I am here in eternity since Christ came to earth and time was no more. And you will spend eternity in two places, of one of two places, either in the lake of fire which burns forever, or in eternal joy and bliss before the throne of God. A description in human terms of eternal bliss and joy is described for us here, how it will be after the end, after time will be no more, and we will be in eternity. And we will be in eternity, brothers and sisters, forever and ever and ever without end. I do not comprehend that, nor do I understand it, nor can I speak about it, because I don't know what it's like. Have you ever made comparisons between the last book of the Bible and the first book of the Bible? Have you ever made comparisons and seen contrasts between the first book, the second chapter, and the third chapter of the first book, and the 21st chapter and the 22nd chapter in the book of Revelation, the end? What a contrast, what a bliss, what an eternal joy, what a description. And my loved ones, what is described in this chapter is described in human terms. It is more beautiful than that. Yes, it is. Because what we will see and where we will be, brothers and sisters, if we remain true and faithful, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it ever entered into the heart of man. Don't forget, everything that is described here is described a parallel of what it's like. And he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters and friends, let us take a tour of our future home. Could we say for a moment this afternoon is perhaps open house? of your and my mansion in the future. Come and go through. Don't worry about the down payment. Don't worry about the percentage of the loan. Don't worry about the payments that you have to make. It's all paid for. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit for the yielding of every month, for the healing of the nations. Let's go back to the first book of the Bible. There was also the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. We are introduced here to healing. In the first book of the Bible, we're introduced to sickness for the first time. And sickness is with us to this day yet. It will not be in the eternal home, in the presence of God. We're introduced in the first book of the Bible of the forbidden fruit. We're introduced here to the fruit that heals. There shall be no more curse there. We're introduced in the first book of the Bible to the first curse that is still with us. But the throne of God and the lamp in it and his servants shall serve him. In the first book of the Bible, we find that man was separated from the throne of God. Man was taken away from the fellowship. And they shall see his face, and their name shall be in their foreheads. Man has not seen God since the time of the Garden of Eden. Do you see what Jesus Christ all did for you and for me? Who has earned that? Who is looking forward to that? Aren't we all? Do we have reasons to be true and faithful to God, my dear brothers and sisters? Whatever your lot is this afternoon, whatever the burden is, whatever the temptations, whatever the trials are, let's continue the tour of your and my future home. There shall be no more night there. Night was introduced in the first book of the Bible. There be no candle there. The light of God disappeared. The light of God reappeared. And in that book we read of things that came to pass. In this book we read the word forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are true and faithful. The Lord God Almighty, prophets of his holy angels, said these things must shortly be done. He says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Is it worth it up to now to keep the sayings of the prophecy of this book? Indeed, my loved ones, it is. Where does this come from? Who told John that? Is it true? Can you believe it? Does it work 2,000 years later? Let's see where John got it from in verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. Here's a personal witness that was willing to lay down his life for that which he has seen. What better witness could you have than a man that has seen and has heard it? And when I heard and seen, I fell down and worshipped before the feet of the angels which shewed me these things. And he said unto me, See thou, do it not, for I am one of thy fellow servants. My loved ones, worship belongs to God and to God only, not even to angels. Shall we be forever careful whom and what we worship? To God and to God alone belongs the worship. And he said unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. I hope and pray you remember how I opened this morning's service and how I closed it. I had no intentions of doing it this afternoon again. I will only tell you what the Word of God says. The time is at hand. A book that runs parallel and has many prophecies in there that are similar to this is parts of the book of Daniel. The vast and the big difference in the book of Daniel is the 10th verse. In the book of Daniel, God told Daniel, seal the prophecy. Close the book. Because the time is not here yet. Here God says it's a revelation. Don't close the book. Because the time is at hand. My loved ones, can we see the difference as God moves in history? As the hands of the clock of time move, can you tell what time it is? He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. When the 22nd chapter is in fulfillment, things will be without change. You will be in eternity and I will be in eternity. If you're unjust, you'll be unjust still. Unrighteous, if you're righteous, you'll be righteous still. Holy, you'll be holy still. If not, this is the way it will be forever and ever. 12th verse says, And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me. I will give every man according as his work shall be. I need encouragement this afternoon from the Word of God. Not to grow tired or weary. To preach that Jesus is coming again. I had almost felt this morning maybe I shouldn't say it anymore. This afternoon God tells me to keep saying it. Behold, that means stop. Look upon it. Grasp it. Do you understand it in its fullness, the importance that Jesus is coming again? And not only is he coming again, he's coming quickly. Who is he? According to the Greek alphabet, we would say today, I am from A to Z. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Oh, my loved ones, the clarity, the beauty, the simplicity in which God wrote the book in which it is preserved to this day. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. My dear brothers and my dear sisters and my dear friends, there's only one way into the holy city of Jerusalem, and that is through the gates. You cannot come in any other way, my dear friend, outside of the fold of Jesus Christ. A gate has two purposes, serves two things, and two things alone, to the best of my knowledge. To let you in, and also to keep you out. A closed gate will keep you out. An open gate will let you in. without our dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Brothers and sisters, this will be on the outside. Nothing of that will be left inside, where you and I shall dwell. That will not be known anymore. Oh, my loved ones, we live in a world where lies are told left and right, behind our back, in front of us. It will not be so. And not to encourage it, but to look at reality, lies will be here in this world as long as there's people here that are not converted. I hope and pray that lies will never be found in our lives as believers. Because if a lie is found when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, the lie will take us outside of the gate. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. Can you feel this afternoon the angel of God to testify to your heart? Can you hear the knocking at your heart's door? It's not that loud, but you can distinguish it. That's a knock. Knocking at your heart's door. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Verse 17 tells us, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit says, come. The bride, which is the body of Jesus Christ, which is the redeemed church. My dear brother and my dear sister, who's among us this afternoon? We hear so often, I have no gift. I have heard a brother told me today, you know, I have almost no gift. I just do that little thing. My dear brother and my dear sister, don't call it you have no gift. You have a gift. Who is not gifted that can't say? The most effective way of evangelizing, of bringing people to the Lord. Who is among us this afternoon that cannot say one word? Come. Oh, how simple. Oh, how beautiful, how down to earth. My dear brother and my dear sister, all we need to say is come. Say to a lost and dying world, come. My dear friends, outside of the fold of Jesus Christ, the bride, the church, as a servant of God, in Christ's stead, I say to you, come. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? Verify it at your heart. Doesn't the Holy Spirit tell you also to come? If it's complicated, it isn't complicated because God made it complicated, is it? Who made it complicated? Either me, his servant, God forbid that I should do that. Or the devil came to you and he made it complicated and you believe him. Just come. Who needs an education? Who needs to go 4 years to college to tell a person to come? Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst say, come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life. Really. Last Thursday evening I preached in Mansfield because I was gone away, and I was away. Last Sunday the brothers asked me to preach. I opened the word, and it opened in the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, where Simon the sorcerer wanted to buy the gift and the power of the Holy Spirit. And it cannot be bought. Brothers and sisters, if we would have to pay, my dear friends, if we would have to pay for salvation, for the power of the Holy Spirit, how much do you think it would cost? To the best of my knowledge, I don't think there's any millionaires in Toronto. But I believe with all my heart that it would not be under $1 million. We would all be excluded. Do you realize God says it's free? Free. But don't forget, it's only free to you and to me. It's only free to you and to me. It had to cost something. It had to cost something. And it did. Yes, it did. God paid for it. How much did God pay for it? How much did it cost God? It cost God everything that he had to make it available for you and for me to have it free. Do you understand that? Why then are you waiting? For I testify unto every man that heareth these words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add or take away, brothers and sisters, I don't even want to read. I hope and pray that there's not one of you present here this afternoon that needs to be reminded to add anything to the book of the Bible or to the book of Revelation. In your future and in my future lies a beautiful mention, my dear brother and sister, more beautiful than anything you have ever seen. It's paid for, it's built, it's there. John has seen it, he wrote it down. He wants to encourage you and me to keep on walking towards that new Jerusalem. Keep on battling. Keep on obediently carrying your load. Keep on walking the straight and narrow path. It's worth it. Think of a tree that will heal all the sickness that you have. The last thing I did before I came in this afternoon is visited our dear brother Jacob Keck, who is sick. No more will that be there. Just take the fruit every month. I don't know what that's going to be like. Eternal you. Forever you be young. Cannot possibly comprehend. But my loved ones, the testimony is here. The man has seen it. The man believed it. The man wrote it down. He's a living witness today, yet though he went long to his reward. The words that he wrote were inspired by the Holy Spirit, given to us to read. My dear brother, my dear sister, what a beautiful mansion lies ahead for us. It's there. It's prepared. It's worth it. Let's continue on, hand in hand. Don't leave a brother, don't leave a sister behind. Encourage them to go on. Take them by the hand. To the ministering brothers, continue laboring in the work of the Lord. Keep preaching. It was heartwarming to me when I heard yesterday a convert say, when I said to him, you know, you need to come to church, listen to the word. You need to repent. I says, have you listened to that? Have you heard it? What a beautiful testimony the brother gave me. And to you three brothers, let it go to your heart, not to your head. When he said, I hear it at least two or three times a week, repent. Brothers, keep preaching repentance.